Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We welcome you to the Wonder Show.
The makers of Wonder Bread and Hostess Cakes bring you the Wonder Show, starring Jack Haley, with Lucille Ball, Virginia Vettel, Artie Auerbach, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and the happy Wonder Bakers.
All for the Wonder Bakers. Yo-ho.
We had our first rain of the season here in Hollywood. A drop got on Jack Haley, and he's now laid up in bed with a cold. So by remote control, we take you to Jack Haley's bedside. Take it away.
Oh, nurse. Nurse, where are you?
Coming, Mr. Haley. Old man Mose kicked that bucket. Buck, buck, bucket. Old man Mose is dead.
Oh, at last you're here. Where were you?
I was making you some chicken broth.
Well, you've been in the kitchen for 3 hours making that chicken broth. What took so long?
I couldn't get the chicken to sit in the hot water.
My nurse. Every time I want you, I have to scream my lungs out.
Oh, you don't have to scream. Anytime you want me, all you have to do is pull that cord by the bed.
I did.
Well, what happened?
My pajamas fell down.
Don't get so excited, Mr. Haley. Why don't you relax?
All right. Okay. Hutch!
How many times have I told you, Mr. Haley, when you sneeze, sneeze the other way?
I don't know the other way. Fine, nurse. I'm getting worse. At least you can get me a glass of water.
All right, here you are.
Thanks. Oh, that's not water. That's alcohol.
No wonder I liked it so much.
I'm certainly getting fine attention. My cold is getting worse. Open that door, please, nurse.
Open it yourself. I'm afraid of a draft.
Oh, all right.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Lucille. I'm awfully glad you came over.
Oh, Jack, how are you? When I heard the news, I ran all the way down here. Gee, look how your poor face is flushed. You must be running a temperature. Have you got any cold water?
Yes.
Give me a drink, will you? I'm dying.
Lucille, I'm glad you're here anyway. This nurse has been awfully mean to me. She doesn't give me any attention.
I heard that. What do you want from me? Didn't I put a bag of cracked ice on your brow?
Yeah, but you didn't have to wait until you got the ice on my head before you cracked it.
Don't you know your business, nurse?
Listen, lady, I don't know who you are, but I'll have you understand I was a nurse in the war.
Civil or Spanish-American?
Mr. Haley, you're certainly ungrateful. I've been giving you the best of care.
You have not. Everything you've done is wrong.
What do you mean? When I came in this morning, didn't I put a thermometer in your mouth?
Yeah, but you didn't have to hang your hat on it.
Well, if you don't like it, I'll get my things and get out.
Oh, don't worry, Jack. I'll get you back on your feet. On my way up here, I bought a bottle of medicine that'll make a new man of you.
Oh, I don't believe in medicine. For the past 3 hours, I've been inhaling this jar of vaporizer, but it hasn't done me any good.
Well, why don't you take the top off?
Achoo! What'd you say, Lucille?
Never mind, it's off.
You know, I feel terrible.
Come on, Jack, I'll make a well man of you in no time with this bottle of medicine.
What is it?
Never mind, take a spoonful. Take another spoonful. Take another spoonful. Take another spoonful. Come on, Jack, finish up all the medicine.
Wait a minute, Lucille, why must I finish up all the medicine?
I want to get my nickel back in the bottle. Say, Jack, just for the fun of it, let me listen to your heart on this stethoscope, will you?
Sure.
Hey, what are you doing with my stethoscope?
I'm listening in on Haley.
You're the only one.
Gee, I'm glad she's gone.
Don't you mind that nurse, Jack. I'll take her place and make you comfortable. Say, how long have you been in bed?
7 days.
Well, don't you think you ought to take off your shoes?
Now listen, Lucille.
Shoot! They're off. I'll open it. Why, it's Ted Fiorita and the boys.
Hi, Jack.
Hello,
Jack.
Ted. Oh, hi. Hello, fellas. Gee, thanks for coming to see me, Ted.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. On the way down here, I bought a book for you to read. It tells all about colds.
Oh, that's swell, Ted. What's the name of it?
How to Win Friends and Influenza People.
Ted, that's how to win friends and influence people.
Listen, you have the education. I'll take the help.
You will, eh? A fine thing. Here I am in bed and nobody does a thing to help me.
Oh, gee, I forgot, Jack. My aunt gave me some medicine we've used in our family for a number of years with great success. It's goose fat.
Goose fat?
Yes. Fat from a goose.
Yeah?
Now.
Now?
Now.
Fat from a goose? Now.
If you'll just sit still, I'll rub this over your throat, chest, and back.
All right, now take it easy.
Oh. Better put a little in your mouth, don't you think?
Oh. Oh!
Well, how do you feel now, Jack?
Ted, what have you done to Jack? Listen to all that noise. Gosh, this is terrible. What will the neighbors think?
Don't worry. I'll drown them out with the band. Boys, music.
Out of every 100, judged Wonder Bread best. You know it must be better. Pick up a loaf of Wonder Bread at your grocer's tomorrow. Note it has the feel characteristic of fresh bread. Springy and firm. Not dry, tough, hard. Not soft and mushy. Not full of large, irregular air holes. Wonder Bread is baked about 13% longer than many ordinary kinds. Hence, it retains more of the freshness, fragrance, and flavor. And its texture is better. To get what you pay for, insist on fresh bread plus better texture, better fragrance, better flavor. Order slow-baked Wonder Bread tomorrow.
Much better.
Hello, Jack.
Why, it's Virginia Verl. You certainly took a long time getting over here, Virginia.
I'm sorry, Jack, but I knew you'd need something to give you a little strength, so I made you some beef broth.
Beef broth?
Uh-huh.
It looks too clear for that. Where does the beef come in?
Well, you taste it.
Gee, thanks, Virginia. I haven't had anything to eat all day.
Wait a minute. Jack is a very sick man. We can't afford to take any chances. I'd better taste it first.
How is it, Lucille?
It's okay. It isn't too hot at all.
Oh, thanks. Gee, my tongue is hanging out. Give it to me.
Wait a minute, Jack. One can't be too careful. Maybe it has too much seasoning. But let me take a sip.
Some sip, I'll say.
Well, it's not too spicy.
Oh, I'm so glad. If I thought that I was getting broth that was too spicy, I'd never forgive myself.
Here you are, Jack. Here's your beef broth.
Thanks, Ted.
Wait a minute, Jack. Maybe the broth is too weak. I'd better taste it. No, it's all right.
Oh, at last. Can I have the beef broth now?
Well, I'm frightfully sorry, old man, but there's none left.
You think it'll be all right if I lick the spoon?
Oh, gee, Jack looks like he's getting worse.
I certainly am. Besides being starved, I just got a sudden chill.
Jack, get into bed and cover up to the chin. I'll take charge here. Now, Jack, stick out your tongue.
All right.
Close the door.
My tongue won't reach that far.
I mean, Virginia, you close the door.
Okay, Lucille.
We've got to do something to help Jack. Ted, you go out and get some mustard for a foot bath.
Okay, Lucille.
Not so loud at that door. I must have quiet. Oh, what is it now?
Mr. Haley, I'm your upstairs neighbor, and I heard you were sick.
Yes, I am. Very sick.
Well, Mr. Haley, I wonder if I could borrow one of your sleeping tablets.
Borrow one of my sleeping tablets? What for?
I've got a date with a dream.
It'll probably be a nightmare. Oh, it's my laundry man. Hello, Floyd Doy.
Good evening, Mr. Haley. Me bring back your shirt that I just washed in the washing machine. Here it is.
Oh, the shirt doesn't look bad. I'll take the pins out and try it on.
Oh, no, Mr. Haley. Don't remove pin.
Why not?
If you do, sleep spoil off.
Say, Floyd Doy, I've often meant to ask you, why do you have two pigtails down your back instead of one?
Oh, that much cheaper than buying suspenders.
Oh, all this disturbance and me a sick man. Why can't I get any quiet here? Oh, Virginia, will you see who that is?
Okay, Jack.
Why do people have to bother me at a time like this?
Oh, say, Jack, it's a man. He says he's your next-door neighbor, a Mr. Clark, and he's on his way to work.
Oh, it's that pest the train announcer. All right, show him in.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Haley. How do you feel?
I'm a very sick man, and I need rest and quiet.
You don't need rest and quiet. What you need is the medicine I have to cure all your aches, pains, and ills. It's good for the lungs, liver, heart, bladder, spleen, pancreas, and all points in between.
Thanks very much.
Well, so long. I'm pulling out now.
Everything happens to me. Why can't I have peace and quiet? There goes that soprano upstairs. She certainly picked out a fine time to practice. I'll bang on the radiator and make her keep quiet. Why must I have all this noise?
I'm back, Jack. Here's your foot bath.
Oh, thanks, Ted. Wait a minute. The stuff in that foot bath isn't mustard.
Well, I couldn't get any mustard, so I put in the next best thing.
What's that?
Ketchup.
Oh. Go away, will you, Ted? Virginia, come here a minute. My nerves are all shattered. Would you please do me a favor?
What is it, Jack?
Would you soothe me with a song?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, thanks.
That wintry season, and I've got a darn good reason. Ooh, pay attention and I'll tell you why. When December breezes start to moan, You can hear me tell my sweetheart on the phone. It's hot as cold as cold as hot. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love. It's damp as dry as dry as damp. It's crazy weather, but wonderful weather for love. What you say, you can't come over? Oh, don't be silly. When I'm in your arms, it's never chill, chill, chilly. Outside it's ice, but inside it's nice. So let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love. Jingle bells, while the others freeze. In the parlor, we'll be sitting on each other's knees. Jingle bells, while the others play. In the parlor by the fire, we'll be making hay, hay. Anytime that old man winter brings the blizzard and pays a visit to our stormy weather wizard. Outside a chill but inside a thrill. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love.
Wonderful weather for love.
Say, Jack.
What is it, Gale?
I've just been reading this movie magazine here. It gives a swell review of your latest picture.
It does? What does it say?
Well, listen, I'll read it to you. 20th Century Fox's latest musical, Thanks for Everything, opened last night with Jack Haley, the star of Wonder Bread and Hostess Cake. Have you discovered those remarkable cupcakes on your grocer's counter that are guaranteed better than homemade, guaranteed absolutely fresh, and in addition, save you money? They're called Hostess Cupcakes, and you've never tasted such rich, chocolatey devil's food, such smooth, creamy frosting. In fact, we say bake cupcakes with your finest recipe. Compare them. If Hostess Cupcakes aren't better, don't cost you less, you get double your money back. Tomorrow, buy a package of two marvelous Hostess Cupcakes for only 5 cents. Remember, they're guaranteed fresh, guaranteed better than homemade, and they cost less. And don't forget to see Jack Haley in Thanks for Everything.
Did they say all that about the picture? Oh! Gee, that's swell. You know, Gail, when I hear something like that, it makes me feel like just like getting out of bed.
No, no, Jack, you mustn't tire yourself out like that. You stay under the covers and get some sleep.
But, gee, Lucille, I can't fall asleep.
Well, I'll tell you a story, Jack, and perhaps that may help.
Oh, goody, goody.
This is a story about the old South and a fine old Southern colonel who was proud but poor. For years, he had found it tough sledding.
Tough sledding? Why?
There's no snow down South.
Go on, Lucille.
Well, the situation went from bad to worse until the poor colonel, in order to get enough money for his marriageable daughter's dowry, was forced to auction off his best racehorse, Sea Cookie.
Sea Cookie. Horse. Dowry. Auction.
Jack's fast asleep.
All right. All right, gentlemen. The auction is open. Make your bids on this mighty fine specimen of horse flesh. Who'll say $2,000? Who'll say $3,000? Who'll say $4,000?
I'll bid $1.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. $1 has been bid. Who'll make it $2,000? Well, $1 once, $1 twice. Gentlemen, the horse is going under the hammer.
Hey, Colonel, how'd that horse get those bumps on his hay?
Oh, he's been under the hammer before.
I don't see why anybody should bid for that horse. Why, he looks mighty thin and weak. Why, his ribs are sticking out.
Maybe his ribs are sticking out, but they're still mighty strong.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'll tap his ribs and prove it to you. Where did that soprano come from?
Hey, Colonel, you all say that Sea Cookie's a mighty fine racehorse?
He is that, sir.
Has he ever run in a derby?
No, he always wore the same straw hat that he's got right on now, yeah. I'll have Sunshine, my best jockey, ride him for you. Hey, Sunshine.
Yes, Colonel Haley.
Take Sea Cookie around the track for this gentleman.
Okay, boss. Here.
Look at him go around that track. Ain't he beautiful? Hey, Sunshine.
Yes, Colonel Haley.
How's Sea Cookie doing?
He's tearing up the track.
Tearing up the track? Is it that speedy?
No, I forgot to remove the plow.
Hey, Sunshine. Try Cookie out on the jump.
Yes, master. Got to.
Sunshine?
I tried to jump Sea Cookie over the hurdle, but he got stuck in the middle.
What are you talking about? Sea Cookie is the best horse in the country, from Maine to California.
Well, the Maine got over all right, but you better come out and push California.
Daddy, oh, Daddy.
Well, toast my Wonder Bread. If at all, ain't my lovely marriageable daughter, Lucibel.
Don't make me laugh, Colonel. That daughter of yours is too ugly to ever get a husband.
That's where you're wrong, sir. Many a lemon has worn orange blossoms. Remember that, please do.
Here I am, Daddy.
Well, come on back to the house and pretty up a bit. We're going to have a party tonight, and you're going to meet the man I picked out to be your future husband.
I know, Daddy. I've been practicing cooking for him.
Shucks, honey child. You'll never be able to get a husband the way you all cook.
Ain't so, Daddy. I gave some of the crepes Suzette I made to Uncle Remus to eat. Look, here's a sample.
Shucks, daughter. This is only the Suzette. Where's the crepe?
Hanging on his door.
Well, you run along, daughter. Your future husband will be along any minute, and I've got to get everything ready for his arrival. Hey, get up off that porch, Rastus, you lazy good-for-nothing. What are you doing there?
Just setting, Colonel.
Setting? That's all you've been doing all day. You want to wear out the seat of your pants?
I did. That's why I'm setting.
Well, get up and help Mandy prepare the banquet. We're going to have a distinguished guest tonight for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a 12-course dinner.
A 12-course dinner.
Yeah, 11 mint juleps and a bromo. Well, it's certainly a beautiful night. Oh, hear the music playing inside in the house. Well, my guests are beginning to arrive. Here comes the carriage up the drive now.
Oh,
well, well. Well, welcome, Colonel Cummins. Welcome to my poor abode.
I'm powerful glad to be here, Colonel Haley.
Rastle, take the Colonel's hat and coat.
While he's still looking, boss.
Glad to have you, Colonel. Go right in and enjoy yourself.
Well, howdy, Colonel Haley.
Why, it's Colonel Phillips, I think.
It sure am.
But, Colonel, why are you riding your horse backwards?
Well, we had an argument this morning, and I ain't speaking to him.
Well, come in, Colonel, and have a good time. Even if your joke didn't
hold
get there.
Hold it,
oh. Why, if it ain't Colonel Sandy McGregor.
Hoot, man, Colonel. When I heard you were having a free banquet, I got to my horse and I come a-tearing over.
But you live 20... You live 20 miles away. How did you all get here so fast?
I took the shortcut through the tunnel in the mountain.
But there ain't no tunnel in the mountain.
There is one now.
Well, come in, sir, and have a good time.
Come.
What is it, Rastus?
Some stranger fell in the swamp.
Well, that must be my daughter Lucibel's fiancé. I guess I better go and see if I can help. Swamp. I hope I find him. I wonder...
Help! Help! I'm stuck in the mud! Quicksand!
Quicksand!
Quicksand for a doctor!
I think I recognize you all, sir. Ain't you all the chivalrous gentlemen who's going to marry my daughter, Lucy?
Come quick, help me out. I'm stuck.
sir. But tell me, how did you all happen to get into that nest?
Well, I'll tell you all, sir. I traveled here all the way with my brother, and I got stuck in the muck and mire.
What happened?
Mire got out.
Soaking wet. I think you better come over to my house and put your suit on the fireplace.
Do you think it'll fit?
Well, you better come back to the house. We're having a big banquet in your honor.
Daddy, Daddy, where are you?
I'm over here talking to your fiance.
Well, spike my mint julep. Is that the girl I'm going to marry?
Yes, sir. That's my daughter, Lucibel. Tell me, have you got anything you want to say before you get married?
Yes. Please do me one favor.
What's that?
Throw me back in the swamp.
Wake up, Jack. Wake up. We're going home.
Oh. Geez, Lucille. I had the funniest dream. Why did you wake me up?
Well, we're all going home.
Oh. Well, thanks for coming over, kid. And, Lucy, will you do me a favor and turn out the lights on the way out?
Sure, Jack.
Good night, gang.
Good night.
Good night, Jack. Good night.
Folks, this is your man, Friday, going to sleep. I'm hoping to be your man Friday every Friday at the same time.
Buy bread, do you get all that you pay for? That is really fresh bread plus the extra features of better texture, better fragrance, better flavor. To get all four, insist on slow-baked Wonder Bread. Remember, out of more than 500,000 women who have compared all bread at their grocers for texture, fragrance, and flavor, 89 out of every 100 judged Wonder Bread the best of all. The makers of Wonder Bread and Hostess Cake invite you to hear the romantic adventures of Pretty Kitty Kelly every weekday over these same stations. Gail Gordon speaking.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We are the bakers of Wonder Bread. For Mama and Papa and Nellie and Ned. And also for little sister. We are the bakers in spotless white. Whose hands are polished and shining bright. Who bid you now a happy good night. Hurrah for the Wonder Bakers. Yo-ho.
Broadcasting System.